Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was reading Food and Wine magazine recently.
Pretentious much?
I like food and wine. I'm not going to apologize for that. And they had a story, a sports story in there.
Yeah.
Food and wine.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, I mean, a lot of athletes now are getting into the wine game. You know, CJ and Drew Bledsoe, all that.
Well, Lay's has done something, and I want to know your hot take on this.
All right.
Because you have hot takes. Well, you're a big hot take sports guy.
That's what we do. Me and Stephen A.
Lay's has grown potatoes with the dirt from NFL stadiums and turned them into team chips.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah.
What if you don't have... But like most fields aren't... They're like field turf now. So...
Well, they didn't do all fields.
So you can't have one from like AT&T Stadium. You can't have Cowboy ones.
So this is in conjunction with Lay's returning to Super Bowl advertising.
Okay.
They have not advertised during the Super Bowl for 17 years.
Really?
Which surprised me too.
Does Lay's really need to advertise? I mean, don't you know what Lay's has going on?
Well, you can say that about all the brands that...
That's true.
That advertise during the Super Bowl.
Doritos and all that.
Bud or Anheuser-Busch or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they would like to remind football fans that they have a long legacy of farming. Okay.
Okay.
So these are NFL team branded potato chips made with spuds grown in fields that had been mixed with a bit of dirt from their field.
I would just like to point out the key word in all that is bit.
And spuds and mixed.
So you took an entire potato field, acres and acres and acres, and you threw some like dirt ashes. You took like a handful of dirt from wherever.
They pulled soil directly from NFL stadiums and fields across the country.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
threw
a handful on the field.
Under the careful watch of Frito-Lay farmers, they mixed the soil into separate parts of the potato field to make chips infused with the grounds and the glory of each NFL team.
I thought that the M&M story yesterday might have been the dumbest thing food related that I've heard in quite some time. I'm going to go with this. I'm going to say this tops the M&M story.
So then
if you buy potato chips because you think it's cool that they're grown with a handful of dirt from your team's favorite field, you're an idiot.
Oh, wow. Idiot. Huh?
Yeah. You're a moron.
Well, what if you see, I don't see the difference in doing this and just having team logos on the chips. Like
there is no difference.
For example, a Chiefs fan walks into a Kansas City grocery store or gas station or something and sees a Chiefs labeled potato chip bag.
Yeah.
Do they don't, first of all, they don't know that it was grown with Chiefs dirt.
No.
And second, they don't care. It's like, oh, Chiefs, I'll pick those.
Yes.
Because I like the Chiefs.
Yes. And by the way, it wasn't grown with Chiefs dirt.
It kind of was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That's like saying if you swam in the ocean and I peed in the ocean, are you swimming in my pee?
And the answer is yes, I am.
You are not.
Yes, I am.
You're swimming in the ocean.
It is in the same body of water that I am in.
I took a leak in Lake Superior once, so now everyone...
Gross.
Everyone... Well, I did. Now everyone that swims in that is now swimming in my urine.
All right, so I'm getting from you that you do not like this idea from Food and Wine magazine about Lay's.
It's just so dumb.
So I'm guessing this will be part of their advertising campaign for the Super Bowl. I don't know.
I can see, you know, having
golden
like,
grounds.
Yeah, I can see either a mascot or maybe like Aaron Rodgers out there, you know, digging a shovel full of dirt and growing your potato. But hey, man, whatever gets someone to pay attention to your product.
Do you ever get Lay's?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind Lay's.
You ever get laid?
I see where you're going with that.
I don't like Lay's. I never pick out Lay's. I mean, I don't mind Lay's. Like, if there's a bowl of Lay's,
yeah,
like Super Bowl party, I'll eat the Lay's. But I don't ever buy them.
I think we've talked about this. I like plain chips. So, yeah.
You like Lay's?
I love Lay's Classic, yeah. No, I like Ruffles the most.
That's a bastard chip.
I like Lay's a lot.
The Lay's Classic is very good. It really is.
I'm not on board.
But there's so much better,
yes,
you know, than that.
The only thing is
the sour cream and onion's really good,
if
too.
You give me, like, a quality dip, then I'll be on board. Yeah, the sour cream and onion, the barbecue, and then the sour cream and cheddar. Mm-hmm. Those are the good Lay's. Mm-hmm. I'm on board with that. But
Lay's are really bad dipping chips, though, because
they're so fragile.
Yeah.
It's not a great chip. So I will say clearly. Especially like the one from, the turf fields. I think they're...
Cheddar sour cream, is that the one you were talking
cheddar
about?
Cheddar sour cream, yeah. Like, those are good.
Those are really good.
But if I'm buying chips and I don't buy a lot of chips because they're terrible for you...
But they're so delicious.
They are. And I just eat them, which is why I don't buy them, because I can't...
The entire bag is...
Yeah, gone. I just start shoveling them in my fat face.
The worst thing is if you get... Like Juanita's, if you're having something, you're making something, and you only eat some of the chips with your dinner, and then you have a 3/4 filled bag of Juanita's, that's lasting like maybe 2 days.
Yeah, it's gone. It gone. Or you start, you're like, oh, I'll just have a few chips, and you look down, and the bag, like half the bag is gone. You're like, God.
Well, some of that's on the chips, though, because they never put as many as you think in there.
Yeah, you got to have the air space. But yeah, there's just better chips. The Lay's gets me when there's a sale.
Did you just deflect you being a fat ass eating chips by saying it's on the chips for not having as many?
100%. Yeah, I look down. I'm like, hey, where'd all those chips go? God, they never put enough chips in this bag. Not that I ate a bunch of them.
No, it wasn't my fault.
They should have more in there for me to eat.
Lay's will get me with like the big bag, and it'll be like buy two for $4. And you'll be like, oh, that's a great deal. But if price is all full price, there's six different chips that I'm grabbing before Lay's.
Now, is it fair to ask this question as we go to break? Probably not.
Probably not.
The king of all chips?
Boy, you're gonna.
That's
start,
a tough.
You're gonna start something.
Well, I mean, the king, am I?
Okay. I don't think there's anything close to a top contender. I think there's so many options.
The king is, and this really? Is, and this is why I say it.
You
about
don't think
the,
Doritos are like?
That's where I'm going.
I don't like Doritos.
But this,
you're an idiot.
Follow me on this, and this is why I say the same thing about like the Snickers bar or Reese's peanut butter cup. If you want to go down this road, not everything is going to be someone's favorite. So when you say who's the greatest band of all time, you're going to get across the board. But there's a couple that
Ace
are
of base.
That are universal. One of them being the Beatles. The Beatles is widely regarded as the greatest band of all time. Seinfeld, widely regarded as the best sitcom of all time. And the Dorito is the Seinfeld or Beatles of the chip world. It just is.
I agree.
Yeah.
You will not get an argument from me on that.
It's not like...
Doesn't mean it's your favorite.
Doesn't mean it's your favorite, but it
but
is...
But it's the best.
It is universally recognized as quality.
It's the best. Give me another one, Mike. Give me something that rivals a Dorito. Cool Ranch or nacho cheese.
I mean, if I'm going to have to eat a Dorito, I'll eat a Cool Ranch all day. But
Mike, if I have to eat a Dorito.
If I'm forced to eat the finest chip
ever
made.
It's like he's in North Korea and he's just, it's all that's available. Really, it's rat turds or Doritos.
I really don't like Doritos. I don't know. I think the top chip would probably be like a flavored Ruffle. Like the sour cream and cheddar Ruffle is awesome. And I know
very good chip.
One, you can dip those because they're pretty sturdy, and the flavors on them are good.
Do you like Pringles? Do you guys like Pringles?
Yeah, they're all right.
Hit or miss.
They're all right.
Depending on the flavor.
Mm. Mm. See, it wasn't that hard.
No, it's the Dorito.
It's clearly Doritos.
It's the Dorito.
Now, I'm looking at Ranker here.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Doritos number one and two, as they should.
Yeah.
This is where people rank on the internet. The Flaming Hot Cheeto is number three. And
very,
then Mike's
very popular.
Ruffles Cheddar Sour Cream is number four. Lay's sour cream and onion is number five, which is very good. We just talked about
that. That's a quality chip.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's a quality chip.
Those are, I mean, that's in the ballpark, I think.
I don't know if this is a local brand or if it's national, but I like the Miss Vickie's. They've got the little jalapeno or the sea salt.
I don't know that one.
If you order like Jersey Mike's, that you can get those as your like side chips.
Kettle do anything for you? The kettle chips?
Love a good kettle chip.
Those are local. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
They're local?
They're from Oregon.
The New York cheddar. Kettle is
very good.
Is just simply delightful.
Hot chip talk.
Yeah, I bet you I can find some sales numbers that what's the
We've already answered the
question. It's Doritos. I mean, it's Doritos.
It is. Yeah. It's Doritos. All right.
But Lay's is the number one selling brand, and it's not even close.
Because they have a bunch more chips.
Yeah, a bunch more chips. Yes.
Doritos should branch off to more flavors, though.
Well, they
don't
do.
You think?
They're trying, but, yeah, but you know, some of them are. They've got the gold standard. They got the two, and
yeah.
But Lay's is the leading potato chip brands. It's not even close. Lay's crushes everybody.
Someone asking for some Sun Chip love.
I got nothing.
They're good.
Sun
Great. Chip. They're good.
Yep. The good. Harvest.
Harvest cheddar.
Harvest cheddar, and then the salsa.
Garden salsa.
Yeah. Delightful. Delightful.
And the classic is really good, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.